faith has got feet. Faith is a doing word. Stop talking about it, gentlemen. Let's start doing it. Amen. Let's start loving one another. Let's start praying for one another. Let's see this country change in a day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my boy. At least there's one believer in the house. We're going to pray a prayer together. And then we're going to start confessing our sins. When we've done that, we're going to pray individually for this nation. And then we're going to talk about the way forward. But we have to do it in that order. I want to ask you, are you ready? Are you ready? If you want to pray that prayer with me, I want you to stand up right away. Stand up right away. Uncle Angus, I'm a sinner. That's why I want you to stand up, boy. I'm in a divorce situation. Stand up, boy. Angus, I've committed some hideous crimes. Stand up, boy. Uncle Angus, I'm hooked on pornography. Stand up, boy. I'm an alcoholic. Stand up, boy. I'm a drug addict. Stand up. Because today's the last day for you that you'll ever touch drugs. We are going to ask the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. And we are acknowledging in front of each other, before God, we are acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I want you to take hold of the man or the woman standing next to you. Take their hands. Close up the eyes. That's right. Every one of you, the band, everyone, please. I want you to stand. This is probably the most important part of this prayer meeting. We cannot pray to God if we are not in unity. Right? God commands a blessing. That's why he's here. I can feel Jesus tangibly on this platform. I'm looking at something I never dreamed I would see because I'm a man of little faith. But from today onwards, I will never, ever question God again. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Yes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to make this easy. I want you to get on your knees. Together, holy hands. Get on your knees. On your knees. Take your time. Get on your knees, auntie. Get on your knees. My knees are also sore. Get on your knees. That's right. I want this to be a solemn occasion. Because after you leave this place, you are going to tell the first three people that you meet that today, on the 22nd of April 2017, I made a public confession of my faith. I made a recommitment. I made a first-time commitment. Today is the first day of the rest of my life. Are you ready to pray? I want you to pray after me. And we're going to wait for the people at the back so that all of us pray together. Are you ready? Close your eyes, please. Bow your heads. Take your hats off, gentlemen. Take your hats off, gentlemen. Pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, this morning, I repent of all my sins. And I ask you once again to be the Lord of my life. I will serve no other gods but you.
I will serve no other gods than you.
I thank you for dying for me, a sinner, on the cross of Calvary. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I promise.
I promise.
From today onwards,
I
will serve no other gods but you.
I thank you
that on the third day, you rose from the dead.
From the dead.
And you are seated.
And you are seated.
in heaven,
in heaven,
at the right hand,
at the right hand
of our Father.
Of our Father.
And because you live,
and because you live,
we can face tomorrow. And we believe.
And we believe.
We believe.
We believe.
We believe.
We believe
that South Africa,
will be saved.
Will be saved.
Amen.
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 Amen. Please stand up and give the Lord a big clap. That follow Jesus. No, no, no. It's men that follow Jesus. And we have decided today to follow Jesus. There is no more turning back. Praise the Lord. Let us sing this hymn together. Together.
I've decided.
Listen, this is not for the farmers. This is for the people from Johannesburg and Cape Town and Swanee, Pretoria and Durban, especially Durban, and PE and East London. You see, Jesus knows everything. So Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, because if you're a plowman, you've got to plow by faith. Okay? So they taught me to plow in Scotland. Okay? So this is what you do. You take the tractor and you look for a tree on the headland, and there's a silver arrow on the bonnet of the tractor, and you line up the silver arrow with the tree. You put your tractor into gear. You put the revs on the rev counter, 2000 RPM, and then by faith, see, this is where it comes in. By faith, you put the plow into the ground. Then you look forward and you take hold of the steering wheel and you start plowing. Plowing, 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 plowing. Halfway through the field, the devil says to you, the plow is out of the ground. Jesus says, keep plowing. So you're plowing, plowing. The devil says the plow is out of the ground. So what you do is you doubt God. So you have a quick look. Just a quick one. As soon as you do that, and the plow's in the ground, the tractor goes like that, see? So now you've got a kink in your first line. When you get to the other side, you pick the plow up, you turn the tractor around, you put the front wheel in the furrow that you have just cut. And if you're a good plowman and you've got lots of faith, you put the tractor into gear, you put the revs there, and you fold your arms. And you let the tractor plow because the front wheel's going in the furrow that you've cut. See, don't clap yet. Now, this is where the problem comes. There's a little bit of doubt that you are not going to ever have again after today. There's a little bit of doubt when your front wheel gets to the middle, that part where you look behind, it goes like this. So the plow goes like that. When you get to the end, you turn around, you put the front wheel in, and by the time you get to the end of the field, you've got a field that looks like a nyoka. That means snake. No turning back. And no looking behind. Let's give the Lord a clap. Come on. Ladies that cannot fall pregnant, You cannot have a baby, but you would love to have a baby. Stand up, please. Stand up, ladies. All over this place. I want your husbands to stand with you if they're sitting next to you. Can they please stand as well? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing an Abraham. I am seeing a Sarah. Oh, yes, I'm seeing an Elizabeth. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am seeing them this afternoon. I'm thanking you for an increased family starting today. In Jesus' name. Oh, no. Please be seated. Folks, some of you are sitting there and you're looking at me, you're saying, Angus, you've been rather flippant. You've been rather casual. No, I'm not. I'm feeling the presence of God so powerfully on this platform. But I'm telling you, there's nothing impossible for our God. Nothing. You've come a long way to be healed, to be set free, to be born again. Okay? Those of you this afternoon that have got no employment, you cannot get a job, please stand up. Please stand up, you're amongst family. Please stand up. Please stand up everywhere. That's it. There are a lot of people here that are unemployed. It's going to change. It's going to change, first of all, in your life. And then you are going to be an employer yourself. And you're going to make work for people in South Africa. Because God's giving you vision. Vision. And you're going to take your two fishes, my boy, and your five barley loaves, and you're going to give them to Jesus, and he's going to multiply them. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. I just got one message for you. Go on Monday morning, and you take the first job that you're offered, sir, and God will probably test your pride. And he might give you a very menial job. I don't care what it is. Sweeping the streets, doesn't matter. Take that job, and you see what God will do from there. There's your test. Please be seated. Let's give the Lord a big clap. And it's going to take a lot of courage, especially for the pastors and the elders and the church leaders and the leaders in our nation that are here today. It's going to take a lot of courage. And if you don't do it, only you and God will know. I want to pray for you this afternoon that God will give you such a hunger for his word, that God will give you such a desire to get out of bed in the morning. Okay, we get up at 4 o'clock, that's right. Okay, you're a student, you say, Uncle Angus, we study all night. Well, you've got to make it time. You give Jesus the first portion of your day, and your day will go better than you've ever seen it before. Now, I'm going to pray that God will give you a hunger for the word. He will give you a hunger to pray. He will give you a desire to pray for others, starting with our government. Praying, and not for 5 minutes. No, 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 no. They asked Billy Graham, what was the success of your ministry? Probably the greatest modern day evangelist of all time. He said, they said, what are the first three? He said, prayer, prayer, prayer. I'm going home myself. Convicted me. I am not praying enough. I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen in the tent, our distinguished guests, you see that thing called a cell phone? I defy you to have a quiet time with that cell phone in the same room. If you cannot turn that cell phone off for an hour or two or three, don't expect God to speak to you. God will not contend with you forever, my boy. Turn it off, put it away. Get the word of God out. He will give you direction. He will answer your prayers. He will heal your bodies. And he'll give you a vision for this nation. Let's give the Lord a clap, please. From today, 1 million people are going to have a proper quiet time every day. How do you do it, Uncle Angus? When I start off with the Bible and I read the Old Testament and the New Testament together, 10 verses, 10 verses. I've got a notebook. I write down what Jesus tells me on that day. Every single day. I've read through the Bible, every time it's brand new. Remember, it was my quiet time with the prompting of that farmer that organized this meeting. My quiet time. If your quiet time means you're going to be running, then run. If it means you're going to be swimming, then swim. There's no set way, but you've got to give him all your time. And once you finish reading the word, then I have a prayer list. And it goes like this, Auntie. A, C, T, S. Adoration. Confession. Thanksgiving. Supplication. What does that mean? We pray for others. Pray for my family. Pray for you. I will pray for you for the rest of my life, every single day. I will pray for everybody at this meeting. I promise you, God is my witness, every single day, as long as I'm alive. We've got to get disciplined. Some of us are slap. I don't know the English word. You are a slap. A slap. Don't swear, my boy. This is the house of God. And for those of you that write to me and say, why do you always wear a hat when you preach? Now you know. This is my church. Do you like it? Do you like the way it's been painted? Is it big enough for you? Oh, hallelujah! Oh, folks, we love you. So when you finish praying,